This is Audible.
Macmillan Audio presents Dream War by Sherilyn Kenyon. Read for you by William DeFries. Prologue. They would be coming for him. Prattis stood on the top of the highest point of Olympus, staring out at the beautiful setting sun. Ribbons of warm color split the darkening sky, reminding him of a brilliant fire opal, glistening and twinkling. Nowhere else was it more breathtaking than here, and he wanted to watch it set one last time, before he submitted himself for his well-deserved punishment. He wouldn't ask for clemency. There was no need. He knew better than anyone the wrath of Zeus. For centuries he had been the Olympian god's hammer, carrying out his justice. Now that justice would come for him.
"Run, and I will run with you."
He glanced down at the small form of his sister, Nike. Where his wings were black, hers were a pure white. Her dark, curly hair was wrapped with a white ribbon that matched her gown. The personification of victory, she had been his accomplice throughout his entire life. They, along with their brother and sister, had been the sentinels of Zeus. Beloved guardians, they had been treasured by the father of the gods even above Zeus's own children. Until Kratos had committed an unforgivable sin, he had spared a life he should have taken. It wasn't his place to question his master, only to do his bidding. He still couldn't understand why he had done it. The gods knew compassion was an alien emotion to him. Yet here he was. Time to die. Kratos sighed wearily.
"I can't ask that of you, Acribos. You still have Zeus's favor. Don't jeopardize that for me. Besides, no one can run from Olympian justice. You know that as well as I do. No matter where I hide, they will find me."
Nike took his hand and held it to her cheek.
"I know why you did it, and I respect you for it."
And that changed nothing.
What was done was done. Now there was nothing left except the punishment.
He glanced away from the sun to see her there by his side, her beautiful face still tucked into the palm of his numb hand. In all eternity, she was the only one he had ever really trusted. His sister with the haunting pale blue eyes, whose courage and loyalty was without equal. For her, he would do anything. But he would not sacrifice her for his stupidity.
"Stay here where it's safe."
She tightened her grip.
"I would rather be with you, brother, to the end, as always."
He stroked her cheek tenderly before he dropped his hand away and looked down to where the gods' temples were nestled like jeweled eggs among the evergreen foliage.
"Stay here, Nike, please."
She nodded, but he saw the reluctance in her eyes.
"For you only."
Giving Nike his golden helm, to keep as a memento of their battles together, Kratos kissed her brow before he headed down the mountain toward the Hall of the Gods. His embossed shield, as heavy as his conscience, he leaned on his thick spear to keep him steady on his path. As promised, Nike stayed behind, but he could feel her gaze on him as he walked. Her offer to run haunted him. But it wasn't in his nature to run from or submit to anything. He was a warrior, and it was all he knew, all he lived for. He would fight to the end. More than that, he refused to give his enemies the satisfaction of dragging him before Zeus in chains. He had lived his life standing on his own two feet, and so would he die. Alone, without flinching, begging, or fear. It was a fitting end, really. After all the lives he had callously taken for Zeus, this would be his penance. He paused before the doors that led to where the gods would be gathered. He had walked here among them 100,000 times, but today would be his last. His head held high, he threw open the huge gold doors. As soon as he did, silence rang out in the hall as everyone held their collective breaths, waiting to see how Zeus would punish him. Zeus froze in place before his throne, his eyes